Hi guys, and welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. Today I'm so excited because it's the 20th episode, and I checked the stats today and I found out that we have over 1,000 total plays across the platforms that you can hear the podcast. And so that means that people have listened to the episodes 1,000 times. And this is so exciting. I think it calls for a giveaway. If you follow me on Instagram, The Tales of an African Princess in America, you know, you'll definitely be updated when that happens, and it's going to happen really, really soon to celebrate. When I started making episodes, I mean, I thought, okay, maybe one or two people would listen, but it's just so encouraging when you get on there and you see a lot of people listening and 1,000 plays. Wow, that's really encouraging. So thank you guys. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, The Tales of an African Princess in America, and you know, you'll know about the giveaway, and that's gonna happen really, really soon. Today I'm gonna talk about the life lessons from wearing glasses. I feel like I've worn glasses all my life, and I feel like today is a perfect day to talk about the things I've learned along the way, and yeah. Let's get into it. So, when I was 12, I got my first pair of glasses. I remember I was so excited because I felt like both my parents were wearing glasses at the time, and I was like, I'm gonna be more like them. You know, when you're young, these things are very important to you. And so I was really excited. And I remember just going to the optician to go check my eye, and after that we went and, you know, we chose frames, and I chose these, I don't know who chose them, I think my dad chose them, but they were like gold frames, cat eye frames with red roses around the rims. And at the time he was like, do you like them? And I was really, really excited. I was like, yes, I love them. And we got it. And I remember just, you know, being so excited, looking at the glasses all the time. And then the very first chance I got to wear them out, it was to church. You know, of course, when I wore them in the house, all my family members were supportive. But when I got to church, I still remember there was this, you know, little boy in church. He looked at me and he said, oh my God, you look so old. And it stung because I felt so bad. And the first lesson I learned from just wearing glasses is that at a very tender age, what people think about you is so important. Like, I was so conscious about just being socially accepted. You know, as soon as he said that, I don't even think I wore the frames to the end of service, because I just was crushed. And so I took off the glasses, and I think I went home and cried or something, I don't know. But it just became a journey of finding, you know, the perfect frames that would make me fit in and be socially accepted. You know, so that's what I learned about wearing glasses at a tender age, was just, you know, you care a lot about how people think you look, and you want to look a certain way to fit in so you don't stand out too much. You know, it was really important at that age to just fit in. And social acceptance at age 12, it's a big deal. And so I started the journey of trying out different frames, and until I found one that people liked. So it was always, every time I tried out a new frame, I would ask people, like, how do I look? And it was more about how they felt I looked. And if they felt that I looked okay, I felt a whole lot better, you know? Another thing that I just found out about wearing glasses over time is that people make a lot of assumptions about you. So when you wear glasses, I think that people think that you're more intelligent. And I don't know why. It's just, I guess you have a serious look, or maybe they think you got, you know, bad eyes from spending hours just studying. I don't know if anyone has done a study on it to see if people who wear glasses actually do better in school, but I just, you know, people just think you're more intelligent, especially if it's prescription glasses. So if it's prescribed, they think you're more intelligent, but if it's not prescribed, people can think you're dumb. So so it's just like two opposite ends of, you know, people thinking that you're either intelligent or you're dumb if it's not prescribed. Another thing is that just after a while it gets old. So I guess after for me it probably took 2 years or 3 years after that, I was just like, I'm over this. I want to stop wearing glasses. But of course, it wasn't something that I could help. I remember a stage where my parents heard that yeast was good for was good for your eyes. So, you know, my dad would put, when it was time to eat, we would pass around this yeast bottle, and people would have to put it in our food. I remember all our food tasted the same because we're putting yeast in our food for so long, and after a while we just stopped it because it wasn't helping. But yeah, you know, it's supposed to be packed with amino acids and vitamins, but I think if your problem is more genetic, I don't think that yeast is gonna help you out. But yeah, good times. I reminded my dad about that, I think a year ago, about a couple years ago, and he just burst out laughing because he's like, yeah, when you have kids, you're going to want to do everything that you can to help them if you think you can. And so I totally get it. But after a while of wearing glasses, it just gets really old. You know, I wanted to stop wearing glasses after 2 years because I was like, hop over this. Like, I want to play, I want to, you know, be involved in sports because when I was in high school, I loved to run tracks, you know. And I think I used to run in the 100 meters race, and it's kind of hard to run if you're nearsighted. I mean, you can't run with your glasses on because they'll fly off. And then so usually I'll wear my glasses and kind of look to where I'm supposed to run, the direction I'm supposed to run, and then take them off and run, basically. So I just wanted to stop wearing glasses. And of course, my vision got worse and I couldn't stop wearing glasses. At some point in college, I started wearing contact lenses. I have a ton of horror stories from contact lenses. I still wear them occasionally, but I feel like wearing my glasses are just way better, especially since I work in a science lab. I don't like to put my hand in my eye every day. So I just never really got around to wearing that every day. So I'm still stuck wearing my glasses. I found that I could get LASIK surgery done, and that would kind of cure the, you know, my eye condition. But at some point, I was worried that I would lose my identity. Like, I was like, I've worn glasses for 18 years now, and oh my God, I just told you guys how old I am. Well, I've worn glasses for 18 years, and I feel like if I stop now, I feel like something would change. It's just I'm kind of really attached to it. So yeah, there's that. So right now, when I pick up my frames, I'm not really caring much about what people think. I think I've passed that stage. I don't really care about what people think. If you think it's nice, that's great, but I usually just pick up frames that I am comfortable in, frames that I really like. And yeah, that's what it is right now. It's just I'm just doing me. One of my pet peeves about wearing glasses is just them getting smudged. You know, it's so uncomfortable when you have your glasses are smudged, or you need the glasses are dirty and you need to clean them. Oh, it's the worst thing ever. I once, you know, I have a lot of inventions in my head about a device that would, you know, clean my lenses just by placing them in there. And I once told a friend who doesn't wear glasses, and he didn't get it. He was like, oh, I don't know that anyone would want. Yes, a lot of people would want that because I don't like to have to clean my glasses every single day. So, but yeah. If you want to sponsor my invention, just reach out to me and I will tell you about this great invention in my head about how you can clean, you know, glasses without having to wipe them down. Another thing is I sleep off with my glasses on, and a lot of people, well, my dad used to take them off for me at some point and place them by my bedside, you know, my sister or whoever, but I find that when people take off my glasses and they try to put them in a safe place, when I wake up in the morning, I'm scrambling to find my glasses and I'm thrown off a little bit, you know? Because most of the safe place that they will put it is like away from me, and I have to like find it, and that just throws me off. So now I wear a lot of plastic frames so that I can sleep in my glasses. And because when I open my eyes first in the morning, I want to be able to see clearly. So that's something that I do. And the worst thing for me is just looking for my frames or looking for my glasses. It's, I might be, you know, ready to head out in the morning and I can't find my glasses. That just throws my day off. And now I solved that by getting several frames that I like, and I just put them at several places in the house. And so if I can't find the glasses that I'm looking for, I just grab the next one and leave the house. And so that's kind of like what I do right now. And just wearing glasses for 18 years has taught me that at first, yeah, the opinion of people would matter to me. You know, I want to fit in. And after a while, it's just, I want to be comfortable with, you know, wearing frames that I like. And so now I don't care too much about what people think. I care more for how comfortable I feel. And just if I think it looks cool, I go for it, you know. So if you have any glasses stories, any life lessons that you've learned from just wearing glasses, you know, be sure to share them with me. You can go on my Facebook page, Tales of an African Princess in America, and leave a comment, or even my Instagram page, Tales of an African Princess in America, and you can leave a comment on my latest post on just life lessons from wearing glasses. And yeah, that's all for today, you guys. Next week we're going to have a giveaway, so please follow me on Instagram and Facebook, and you would get to know about all the nice things that we're giving away. And thank you for listening, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.